Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now is the Hip Hop Doc, Dr. MJ Collier. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, Rock T in the morning crew. Dr. MJ Collier, I'm the Hip Hop Doc, here to talk to you
Everybody's
about
wrong
the lipo drop. The Ricky Smiley Morning Show, the Morning Show crew, want you to be a slim, healthy you. So decrease your stress and get you some rest. Lose that back fat, that muffin top, and be your sexy best. Trying to be down with the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
When did you write that, Dr. Call? You always come right in.
Oh, we're trying to do something. You know, it's 2013. We're trying to do some positive things. And just let me say once again that the Ricky Smiley Morning Show is out there representing, and we really are expecting some great things from you.
Yes, sir. Hey, we're excited. Just excited about 2013. Yesterday, I jogged for a half a mile.
What?
I did.
For a half a mile?
A half a mile.
Treadmill or street?
No, I went out in the street. I jogged around my apartment.
You just went to the mailbox and went back home?
I'm glad you mentioned that because what's not important is the distance, it's the time. The more time you put in, 15 to 30 minutes ideally. And you don't have to jog. Walking gives you the same benefit without the stress on your hips, knees, and ankles. So I did a study during the 1996 Olympics, the benefits of walking versus jogging or running. And everybody would assume you get better benefit from jogging or running. But walking is just as good.
That's right.
And, what's most important is the time. And one of the reasons that you get a great benefit from walking is because people will walk for a longer period. You will jog or run until you get tired and stop. But you can walk for half an hour pretty easily. And that's great exercise program to be on, Ricky Smiley. You are representing all the slim, trim, low body fat people out there. So I tell you, when I see the show coming on and I see that your body is the eye, it keeps amazing me.
there's a little gut, though.
There's no gut.
Quick question, Doc. So, like, running 30 minutes, is that the equivalent of walking for an hour, or it kind of balances out?
No, it kind of balances out. So running for 30 minutes, again, usually anybody that runs, a lot of people that run for exercise, over time they end up with degenerative joint disease in their hips and knees. So, again, the benefit is for walking at a brisk enough pace to get your heart rate elevated, which is about 5 miles per hour. You can set your treadmill at 5, but you don't have to have a flight phase where both feet are off the ground at the same time. So as you smoothly transfer your weight from one foot to the other, you get the same cardiovascular benefit but without any stress. When you pound, when you walk in or jogging, 30,000 pounds of pressure on your knees, hips, and ankles. I don't care whether you got on $500, Nike, Reeboks, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're still doing damage to your joints, and over time, it starts to wear down.
Wow.
So you're not 18 anymore.
So maybe you could jog in the sand to soften up the...
It's hard to run in the sand.
It's very good exercise running on the sand on the beach. It's very good for your feet, too. And, sometimes for an exercise program, I will tell some of my older patients to just create something like a pail of sand and just march in it. It's good for the feet, the knees, the hips, and ankles, and it decreases.
Yeah, because that cement is what was making it bad.
Yeah, but it's not much better on grass.
Because I don't feel as lazy and as tired this morning as I did yesterday morning just because I got out and just walked. And I walked around two buildings.
You do get immediate benefit once you start it.
And you know why that's good for? Isn't it something about the when your adrenaline goes, it's equivalent to a prescription of, is it Adderall or something like that? Something about when the endorphins...
Well, Adderall does do that stimulation. That's exactly right. So you can get the natural benefits from doing aerobic exercise. Your body will do that so you can avoid things like the Adderall, particularly for people that take it recreationally.
Wow.
But Dr. Collier, I do the treadmill. I do 20 minutes on the treadmill, and then I rise it up to like maybe 3, like going up a hill.
Increasing the angle. Yeah, that gives you greater benefit. Mm-hmm. So it's good that you're doing that, Gary. You have slimmed down since I've known you, and you really
have
getting fit.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
How much have you slimmed down?
I don't know how much
weight have you lost.
I don't know how much I lost, but my trainer Marlon, he works me out.
Because it is disgusting seeing you on the treadmill with your underwear on, some flip flops. Disgusting.
I'm sorry, at my doggone house. I can walk the treadmill how I want.
Now, Doc, when you're working out, does it make sense to do the cardio before the weightlifting or after?
Well, you can mix it up however you like. Your body doesn't know the difference. So the key thing is to do a mixture of both, but you get greater benefit from the cardio without question. Weightlifting does not make you lose weight. It can give you some muscle definition, but people emphasize that a lot in doing circuit lifting, and then they don't understand why they're not losing weight because it doesn't burn as many calories as the cardio.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, if you got questions, hit us up right now. 1-866-9-RICKY. It's the Hip Hop Doc, Dr. MJ Collier. He's here to answer your questions. We want to hear from you.
There it is, y'all. 18 minutes after the hour, Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.